This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 382. Too many side hustle ideas. Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option. Part 2 by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I am Dan. I am your host and narrator here on the show. I'm here every single day, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from some of the very best blogs we can find on entrepreneurship. And today's episode is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, or if you're skipping around a little bit, I would recommend starting with yesterday's episode first. That's episode 381. But if you already listened to that one, let's get right to the sequel from Nick as we optimize your life. Too many side hustle ideas? Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option. Part 2 by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. Example number 2, evaluating an Amazon FBA opportunity. Now let's run the FBA business through the same set of questions. How excited are you about the idea? Score, 3. There's something inherently exciting and futuristic about listing products on the world's largest store and having Amazon handle all the fulfillment for you. Is there a clear path to your first customers or sales? Score, 2. If you're going the clearance arbitrage route, then this would probably be a 4, since you can see the sales rank in advance, and if you find a fast-moving product, you can almost be assured it will sell as soon as it hits the warehouse. On the private label front, it's a little more of a gamble, and you might need to exercise some marketing muscle to get some customers and reviews to your product. How much time will it realistically take to get off the ground? Score, 2. Although you'll spend some time on product research, negotiating with manufacturers, checking out samples, waiting for a bulk order to arrive, and prepping items for sale, you can be up and running with this business in a matter of weeks, not months or years. How much capital will it realistically take to get off the ground? Score, 1. This is where the private label business loses points against other business models. Of course, you can start with whatever level of investment you're comfortable with, but for your first bulk order, you're probably looking at $500 to $5,000. On top of that, you may have some marketing expenses for product giveaways and advertising once the products land. What's the revenue potential? Score, 4. If you find a product that hits, the revenue and profit potential with Amazon FBA is astounding. In fact, you'll probably struggle to keep a hot-selling item in stock and find yourself reinvesting in more inventory. How easy is it to operate? Score, 2. It's true that Amazon takes care of a lot of the heavy lifting for you, but if you're totally new to importing, there's a bit of a learning curve and a lot of moving parts to this business. Of course, it gets easier over time, but expect to spend some time upfront educating yourself on all the different steps in the process. How easy is it to automate or delegate? Score, 4. An entire niche economy has popped up to support Amazon sellers. And since the sales don't require your direct time input, this one is easier to automate and delegate. How easy is it to scale? Score, 4. Once the Amazon algorithms start to work in your favor, scale happens almost naturally. Of course, there's always going to be risk in expanding your product line, but from the Amazon FBA sellers I've talked to, they say it gets easier with each subsequent launch. How easy is it to stop operations if it's not working? Score, 2. You may find yourself the victim of increased competition, price wars, or a product that just doesn't have the demand you thought it would. Or Amazon could change the rules of the game at any time. In that case, you may have to liquidate inventory and hope to break even, but it might take a while to fully close down the business. On top of that, you have customers who may need product support and potential warranties to honor. Is the business something I could sell down the road? Score, 4. There is a thriving market for Amazon FBA businesses, as buyers are attracted to the relatively passive cash flow a hit product can provide. Total, 28 out of 40. Comparing two or more business ideas. You had to know it would end in a tie, right? To personalize this exercise, you can add in your own questions or remove ones you don't care about. For example, selling or shutting down a business might not be important to you. You can also assign more weight to those questions that are absolutely critical for you. And when you find yourself massaging the numbers to make one idea look more favorable, that's a good sign that's the one you should tackle first anyway. Your turn. The most important thing is to start something. Picking what's next doesn't mean picking what's forever, and you'll find the best opportunities are only visible once you're in motion. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Too Many Side Hustle Ideas. Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you again to Nick for letting us share his post today and yesterday. And now, as we head out, if you want to hear some more blogs being narrated to you for free with a format just like this, come check out our other shows in our network here. We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, and even personal finance, like how to earn and save more and how to invest. To find all of our podcasts, just search for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice and then hit that subscribe or follow button to get all the new episodes for free. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I will be back with you tomorrow where I'll have another post and where your optimal life awaits.